Hey, we are back once again for Saki Bama Gogo, show number 8. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Promi.
And here you are. If you're stuck around after the first Bogo Hour of Power, asterisk, then you know this is the second half of our illustrious 2-hour block, and this is the one dedicated to Japanese punk bands and craziness from Asia, usually Korea or Japan. But sometimes there's other in there.
You made me very happy with the asterisk.
Yeah,
this week.
See, I added it for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You got it done.
You know,
last week
he said it, and then he cut it off and he looked at me, like he made eye contact and gave me this smile that I imagine he gave his parents when he knew he'd screwed them over with something and there was nothing they could do about it as a child. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
I cursed at him, and Sally the beer wench is like, "What did he do?"
Like,
and then I had to explain the whole
yes.
thing with the asterisk. And
so, yeah, there's a couple. We have a couple of things lined up for this week to talk about. Did you see the Wreck-It Ralph 2?
I did.
Trailer. I didn't watch it yet, but I was disappointed, and I don't know why.
How are you disappointed in something you haven't seen?
Oh, no. You know what? I did watch it, where I was like, oh.
Mal, are you getting old?
Senile.
Yeah.
No, I was like, I don't know, man. There is no such thing as a one-off anymore. If it makes money, they just do another one.
Yeah.
That kind of was the story that was told to me, but why wouldn't they do 10 of them, which they're going to? I don't know. I'm continually surprised, which means I'm simple. you know, like, you're like, we don't need a Cars 9. Why are you doing?
I don't think we really needed a Cars 1, personally, but...
I like Cars.
It's all right, but...
We didn't need planes, that's for sure. And the world said, we don't need planes.
Yeah, planes was like... That, you know, first of all, Planes was not Pixar.
That was a cash grab.
Disney cash grab. What else can we stick eyes on and make a...
Cars is a hit. Let's do Planes. What the heck? You know, and I was like, well... And again, I'm sure it will be fine. I'm sure it will be funny. You know, sometimes, like, when they... I think they said there's going to be a Toy Stories 4.
Yeah, I really felt should have ended with 3. 3 was great. 3
Perfect.
Was a conclusion.
Trilogy.
Yeah.
Done. You know, and
but now they're like, well, nope, we got to do 6 because Star Wars did it. But actually, wait a minute, Star Wars is doing 9, so we'll do 9.
We can sell
the box set 3 times.
That one was tough. For me, the Toy Story one was tough because it was the most perfect ending, and that is one of my favorite trilogies. Believe it or not.
And going into the third one, I was skeptical because first of all, there was a huge gap in time in like the real world.
Yeah.
A huge gap between 2 and 3. And in between 2 and 3, a lot happened. Disney started making their own Toy Story 3 in a kind of a weird passive-aggressive way to try to leverage Pixar negotiations when they were trying to get, you know, contract renewals and stuff. This is all before Disney ended up buying Pixar under a mutual agreement, not hostily. But I'm not sure if that's even a word. Not in a hostile manner.
Yes,
I don't know if hostily is actually...
It's okay here. We're not grammatically correct here at Saki Bama Gogo.
But, yeah. But you know, so I was really kind of going into it, but then they ended it, and I'm like, wow, that they really put it
perfect,
rounded it out perfect,
because that was very I liked loving Toy Story as I did. When they said there was a third one, I groaned audibly, and then I went to see it, and I was like, wow, that was, you know, there was parts of that that were like gut wrenching and scare and sad, and these are characters you have emotional investment in that are could be facing their doom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended, and you're like, wow, perfect.
But they find their new forever home,
yes,
in a way that's as forever as it is for a toy.
All of us, for the world. So I don't know. We'll see. I didn't need another Wreck-It Ralph, but I have to say,
I thought the trailer was better than the title. The Ralph Wrecks the Internet type of things. The title sounded awful. And seeing the trailer, I'm like, okay, well, this isn't so bad.
Because I thought Wreck-It Ralph was almost built on nostalgia for that era of old people like me who remember arcades for some dumb reason in a positive light, even though they were dens of hives of scum and villainy in reality. Yeah. But I don't know. So that was like, well, then we're...
And looking at the trailer, that seems to be kind of the punchline of what was the story of the original one is kind of the punchline of this one, which is that, you know, that old school mentality being thrust into the reality of modern age. So we'll see.
We shall see. And here's some music for you to see, but with your ears.
I've narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number 3.
You don't even want to read them first.
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number 3.
スピード感のない恋は嫌なの。スピード感のない恋は嫌。一分間で全てが変わる。一瞬が一生繰り返す。
It's in your nature to destroy yourselves.
Yeah. Made your drag, huh?
Unleashed to wreak vengeance on the evil ones who brought about his untimely death. 5 years ago, Bruce Lee, king of Kung Fu and undisputed master of the martial arts, was buried. But not before making a deal with the Black Angel of Death. Now, his tormented soul returns as Bruce Lee fights back from the grave.
Damn you!
Is every contest, the fighters, the killers, the mobsters, the slime of the underworld, the bad and the beautiful. Bruce Lee fights back from the grave. Mysteriously, through his immortal inner forces, Bruce Lee made a spiritual agreement with the invincible and unbeatable Black Angel of Death to free him from the torment and prison of his grave. Can Bruce Lee defeat the invincible and unbeatable, the Black Angel of Death? See if you dare. A supernatural action American movie starring Bruce Lee. The dragon never died. He was just waiting for the moment when he could return from the grave to seek revenge. Warning, due to the constant action seen in this picture, the producer requests that persons under 17 be accompanied by an adult. Lee fights back from the grave.
Who the hell are you?
I'm with the Film Actors Guild. I'm here to help with the broadcast.
Then you show credentials!
Hey, you don't need to see my credentials. I left them at home and I'm running late.
I believe him. Yeah, me too. A preacher.
Have a nice day.
Hong Kong.
Seen that movie in a long time. Is that the Alec Baldwin voice?
Yes, I think it is. And that, of course, that was Bruce Lee Fights Back from the Grave was the trailer I played. But then the other side of the break, that was Sushi Mami Ray with Speedy Wonder, Tea Time Ska, Perfect Green Peace. So there you go.
That sounds like the name of a tea.
Yes, it would be if they had their own store.
Perfect Green Peace.
They should have that on a store and then sell tea branded for their band. I don't know how much they'd sell. You never know. You never know. Did you see they put out the Japan showed the mascots for the 2020 Olympics?
No, I haven't seen them yet. Are they robots?
Kinda.
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of like those like almost like the Power Ranger guys.
I said that sort of jokingly, but that's awesome.
No, they're pretty righteous, like everything Japan does.
Japan's like, hey, you know what? We're awesome. We're not going to hide it.
Exactly. The rest of the world try and keep up. Yeah. So I'll try and link that to our Saki Bama Gogo Facebook page if you want to. That's actually getting a lot of hits. You should check it out if you don't already like the page. Go ahead and like it. Promi will disclaimer saying then immediately get off Facebook. But you know you could click around on our site for a little while.
I read an article this week about a publisher that's going out of business because they hitched too much of their wagon to Facebook, and when Facebook changed their algorithms recently.
They got cut out.
Well, they stopped getting enough traffic to maintain their business. Like they went under.
That's what I worry about with the Etsy stuff. I have a screen printing side business, and I love it. You know, and I want to have aspire to have a shop on my site that people can click and say I want one of these. You know, but then I was like, well, you can do the Etsy tie to the Etsy store, but then I don't know anything
well,
about
you know,
that. You know,
the thing about Etsy, the difference between Etsy and Facebook is, you know, there's a saying that whenever you're getting something for free. You're the product.
Yeah.
You know, like when you consider Google search is free, there's a reason.
It's scraping every single ounce of your digital
life. You know,
when
you do Gmail, if you actually read the agreement, you're giving their system the authority to actually scan the contents of your email so that they can target advertisements to that. It's, you know, there's no human reading your email. They're not actually they're agreeing not to log it or use it for
nefarious, quote unquote, nefarious reasons. Needs
besides targeting you for marketing. You know, that's why it's a great product and you don't pay anything for it.
Hey, have I ever gone on record and saying I hate this world and people in it? I might have already. Anyway, go ahead.
But you know, but the thing is people will happily click accept to that rather than say pay $5 a month for it.
Well, yeah.
And Facebook falls into the same category there. Facebook is free for the end users because, but the problem with that though is that, you know, for publishers and stuff, it's all like publishers, like in this case, companies that are actually supplying content, they're not paying either. Which mean and their the vantage point of a lot of the publishers that have gotten in bed with them is well, it's mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
They're getting content, we're getting eyes. But the problem is that all Facebook needs to do is change their mind about how they're making money or what works for them and what doesn't, and then boom, you're out in the cold. With a company like Etsy, it's a lot more clear cut because you are paying a fee. You are Etsy's primary customer.
Right.
The people who buy from Etsy who are buying from you are really your customers. So you're setting up a shop in their mall and you're the tenant. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you know, Mary Sue coming on there to buy your t-shirt, you know, Etsy's making a transaction fee on the whole thing. You're paying a listing fee and all that.
Yeah.
But you are what you're selling is the product. Leave
Craigslist.
Yeah. Yeah. God. So their entire business model is making sure they can get enough people like you to continue selling on their website. So
that's cool.
So it's, I'm not saying it's the best approach.
Everyone gets their piece. Yeah. You know,
But it's straightforward and it's honest in the approach. Yeah. It's not like a Facebook situation. If Etsy changes their platform, they have the potential to actually hurt themselves drastically. So
that makes sense. I don't know. Everything has an angle, especially everything online has an angle. We talked about that before.
I mean, an online a shopping cart on your own website makes a lot of sense too, because it's good to have.
Yeah, why not?
But I will say though that I know, having done this for a couple of people setting this up, a lot of consumers will end up buying it from the Etsy side.
Yeah.
Only because they feel safer.
You know,
because there's a quote unquote trusted middle party involved at that point.
It's like Amazon.
Yeah.
A lot of times, anymore anyway, I'll buy something on Amazon, then I'll go to some stupid Walmart, and there it is, sitting there for less than I paid. I'm like, well, damn. It's just easier, and I don't have to go to Walmart, you know, and on some of this stuff. In the beginning, I think it wasn't like that. In the beginning, I think Amazon was cheaper. Well, or maybe it wasn't. I just wasn't looking hard enough.
Well, you got two things going on. One is that not a lot of stuff that's sold on Amazon isn't actually sold by Amazon.
Right.
Even if it says fulfilled by Amazon and it's eligible for Amazon Prime, you may be buying it from a third-party seller. And in that case, pricing could be whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It could be cheaper. It could be way more expensive.
But because I click on Prime,
it's showing you, you know, and if it's, yeah. So even though you're clicking on the Prime-only option because you want to get it for two-day shipping and you want to get it free, but still not necessarily coming from Amazon.
No, sometimes
and
it isn't,
it'll
yeah.
say. You just have to look because it's in kind of small-ish print.
Yeah.
That's usually where you get screwed on the Walmart prices. Amazon used to be ultra, ultra competitive on pricing. That's, I would say they still are competitive. Occasionally, you'll find stuff for sale at Walmart for a little less than Amazon. Well, Walmart.com will be like 2 cents less. They do that 98 or 97 cent, you know.
They're sure trying, you know, hard to beat Amazon.
But typically speaking, they're usually pretty close to each other on stuff Amazon themselves is actually selling.
Yeah.
They don't really go for the gougingly low prices anymore.
Well, why would they?
Because they don't need to. They're established now. But
yeah.
But yeah, that's the big part of that is just making sure who you're buying from when you see the price on something.
And trust me, I used to do a lot of Craigslist stuff. I do less now. It's tedious.
I was going to say, I've never done that, but that seems like it's more headache than it's worth.
It's pretty rough. Now, some stuff I will, because like if I'm selling a guitar, I want someone to hold the guitar, look at the guitar, play it, and say, yes, this is what I want. If I sell it on eBay or some online auction or something like that, then I have a chance of them going, well, I didn't know this wasn't going to be 1,000,000% mint condition, even though it's from 1978. Or, I didn't like this color. It looked different in the picture. They can say that stuff.
Right.
Whether I give a rebate or not, or take it back or not, is beside the point. There's some things I just want people to look at and play and say, yes,
When they leave with your money, you know you're never going to have to deal with them again.
Right. Like, you know, and I run, I say, play it. And I take my little portable amp and plug it in and say, play some on it so you can hear it makes noise.
But clickety that means, click, that you know? Means either weirdos are coming to your house or you're going to weirdos' no,
I
houses.
I meet people at public or places.
Or you're having to, yeah, carve an hour out of your day to go meet somebody. And when they don't show up in the first 20 minutes, it's like, are they going to be here or are they not going to be here? And then it's like, okay, well, if I'm getting paid by the hour, much am I losing for every minute I sit here?
A lot of it's, though, money. If I have something sitting there being junk and I don't use it, I'm trying to make money back.
Yeah.
I got to just... That's the reality, you know.
I know, but that's the kind of BS you wait with, you know.
Oh, I know.
If you go sit someplace and wait for an hour and you figure, well, what's my time worth? And if I... Okay, so I can subtract that from whatever profit I eventually make off this product.
Yeah, I know. And boy, you get some weird stuff on... The Craigslist stuff, you know, I have a disclaimer built into all my ads that are like, I'm not cash only, local only, no BS, no scammer BS.
No trades.
Like literally the last paragraph of my stuff is saying, if you contact me in any other way for any other thing, I'm going to come kill you. And that's, you know, and then it's like, this is the price. If you don't like it, don't write me. I don't care what you think it's worth. Like, and that's,
yeah. And then at the end, it's have a nice day. Smiley. Yeah.
Winky face. Oh. But like everything else, humans have ruined.
I hate all humanity. Go to hell. Have a nice day. Winky face. Yeah.
There was the one famous one that some guy was selling, and you could tell that I could see the vision of what this guy was in my mind's eye. He's selling blocks, like construction blocks,
like cinder blocks.
And he goes into this like three paragraph tirade about he's not going to help you move it. They're freaking cinder blocks. He's not going to help load them or unload them. It just went on and on. And I think he took every email he ever got and just pasted like his rage.
If you show up without a truck, do not expect me to deliver them for free.
It was so awesome. I was like, boy, this guy's had it with this crap. He's like, they're cinder block size. They're not bricks. They're not books. They're not like, he just went on and on.
You'd think that once a person has reached that level, they would have given up on Craigslist altogether.
This dude, man. He was fighting a good fight. It was a great, it was one of those things where I read it. I literally was like laughing out loud. I was like, oh my God, this guy snapped. I love it. But I don't know.
Like I applaud your commitment to your cause.
A lot of stuff though it falls flat now. Like I used to get Craigslist, I'd put stuff out and I try to just go a fair price. I'm not trying to get rich. I'm also not giving stuff away. I'm not homeless. Right. And it used to go kind of quick. But then, boy, that's not really the case anymore. Like now stuff just sits or it just doesn't sell at all and you're like, "Well, okay." I mean, not weird stuff, you know, but I mean, like, stuff that's, you see people looking at it or inquiring about it, but it just doesn't go anywhere anymore, you know.
Hmm.
I think times are tougher for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, like, we all feel this. We all feel how jobs are insecure now and life isn't quite what it was. I mean, maybe kids don't have more optimism than we do, but I wouldn't see why they would. They're told right out of the gate that they're not going to be worth nothing, you know.
Well, not exactly. That's... Part of one of the problems is the unicorn snowflake syndrome.
Oh, they're special still.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be hard for everybody else.
But don't worry. You were the shining star at Who Cares Elementary, so you're going to be fine. Don't worry about that.
It's when they graduate with that shiny new degree that they find out the other problem.
Yeah. They're going to be fine for a few years because I know from the hiring standards that I've seen around me, if they're perky and young... And you know, look like a model, maybe they're getting hired. It doesn't matter really.
Yeah, it's just a matter of how long they're keeping that job.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll be right back. We're gonna play some music.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world: people who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Baby,
dude. I'm not gonna cave in. End of story, dude.
Dude?
Dude.
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 Dude. Well, I guess you've got a point there.
Where Westworld stops, Future World begins. Future World, offering fantasy, sensuality, and adventure. Complete satisfaction guaranteed. Entrance fee, $1,200 a day. Exit fee, your life. Peter Fonda, Blythe Danner, Arthur Hill, and Yul Brynner as the gunslinger in Future World. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
I think we all knew. We all in our hearts knew what was coming. That's, of course, the world famous 5678. Nope, the 5678.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I played. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, no, you have to acknowledge. The 5678 playing 0. Bomb the Twist, Roadrunner, Hot Generation, and Blue Radio. I might have mixed that up with Hot Generation and Bond Girl, but I don't think I did. Sorry, everyone. Make sure you check out Time Bomb Records. They're the ones that were, like, you know, hooked me up with some of their Righteous records. They have an online shop. Again, this isn't solicited. I just think they're pretty cool, and they have an English version of their site, so if you want to get some of this awesome Japanese punk and garage at your house, make sure you go onto the Time Bomb. And also Benton Labels,
yeah.
Right around the corner. It is, of course, Japan Night. I have the tour list on our Facebook page. Go check it out. If you're in one of those cities, it would be a good idea for you to go check them out.
We'll be envious of you.
Yeah, you could write me and say, "Oh,
we'll think you're
so
an idiot
awesome.
If you don't go, because yeah. You know it's not that much to get in."
No, and it's I'm sure it's quite the
sight. You're gonna get a full show for the price of admission.
So
P.T. Barnum got nothing on these women.
Yeah, and yeah, so type it, like, look up Japan Night, spelled N-I-T-E. Usually there's a hyphen in there, so it's Japan
dash.
Hyphen N-I-T-E. Dash. If you put that'll pull up and then say 2018. It's like they hit all the San Francisco, Texas, SWSX, then like Chicago. They have a real pretty
Looks
pretty
like
crazy.
The,
yeah.
Just nowhere in the southeast.
No, otherwise I'd be going.
They
and
don't
telling,
even hit Atlanta. You know, Atlanta is the busiest airport in the country. I just read that the other day.
Yeah, I believe it.
They should be. They could do a show in the Atlanta airport.
Yeah, I know. And I would go there. I probably would drive there.
Fly in and just watch it and fly back out.
Good point. Could just kind of fly in and see them. All right. I think we're going to go right to some music. Let's play some Lolita number 18, because I got it.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt?
Go!
怯えるだろう。でもパパや兄にそれで会えるかな。それはそれでいいな、嬉しいな。やりたいことだけやり尽くして、赤い月を見る。
I don't want you listening to any angry music.
The Carpenters are angry, I mean.
Don't be naive, Dave. Close to you, we've only just begun. Songs of madness and obsession.
All right, that was the dulcet tones of Lolita number 18. I played it off America, Acumerica. I don't know what it is. I also don't know the names of the songs because they're in Japanese. Well, that's it for this week. My name's Mal.
That sounds like what I imagine an atomic sour.
Yes.
Candy would sound like if it had a sound.
But it doesn't.
But all it's right, cool.
That's it for this week. My name is Mal, me as always.
Promi.
And we'll see you next week.